The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Beautiful day. Just a little bit of fire smoke. A little bit of, I don't know. Do we have any fire from the homeless encampments up in Joe County? I don't know about that, Brian, but tonight it's going to be a big, hot, and pretty intense meeting, I would imagine, with the Grants Pass City Council. What say you?
Yes. I just want to encourage and invite everybody in Grants Pass, if you have an issue with the homeless taking over all our parks, come to the meeting tonight. You have 90 seconds, talk about censorship, 90 seconds to speak your mind.
Well, what you want to do is probably write it out and be concise, right?
Yes.
Think about that. And
yes,
you just want to make sure and get your point right away. And if you spend a lot of time stammering about it, you're going to run out of your 90 seconds pretty quick. Pretty quickly.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
All right. So tonight, City Council Chambers, that's on A Street, right?
Yep. At 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock sharp. All right. Looking forward to hearing tomorrow how people set the council on fire. It'll be interesting. Okay. Thanks, Brian.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll catch up on Town Hall News. Greg Roberts is going to join me, Mr. Fire. In this particular case, we'll get the latest on the fire news. And we'll talk a little bit about the zones and other things, too, because, hey, I want to keep you informed on this, okay?
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden opened NATO's 75th anniversary summit in Washington by announcing more weaponry for Ukraine. 5 additional air defense systems to fend off Russian attacks. Mr. Biden is trying to fend off calls from fellow Democrats for him to quit the presidential race. In a rally in Florida, former President Trump took note of the Democrats' dismay, saying Republicans are united.
Meanwhile, the radical left Democrat Party is divided in chaos and having a full-scale breakdown, all because they can't decide which of their candidates is more unfit to be president, sleepy, crooked Joe Biden or laughing Kamala.
Former president challenging Mr. Biden to an unmoderated debate and a charity golf match. Mr. Trump leads Vice President Harris by 6 points. A new Emerson poll that pits the former president against his likely rivals. Utility crews working to restore power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses along the Texas Gulf Coast following Hurricane Beryl. No electricity means no air conditioning, and Harris County Commissioner Leslie Briones says that could prove deadly for some.
It is over 100 degrees. It's going to hit 106, 108 with the heat index. And so when you're in this hot, humid condition, and whether it's our seniors, whether it's individuals with health vulnerabilities that may need to plug in oxygen tanks, not having power is just, the heat is oppressive.
And what's left of Beryl is closing in on parts of the Great Lakes in the Northeast. Watch for the possibility of flooding, rains, high winds, even the possibility of tornadoes. A teen shot and wounded by deputy U.S. Marshals during what authorities say was an attempted carjacking happened outside the D.C. home of Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Wall Street, the Dow is up 26 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Good. Artisan Bakery Cafe Summer Specials. Now is the time to indulge in a delicious affogato. 2 perfectly pulled shots of espresso poured over creamy vanilla ice cream. For an extra treat, add chocolate and whipped cream to make it an affogato sundae. Come on by Tuesday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1325 Center Drive, just across from South Bredmeyer. Indoor and outdoor seating available. That's Artisan Bakery Cafe.
106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
For NBC5 News, I'm Natalie Cerno. We're hot, dry, and in the hundreds for most of this week for the Rogue Valley, hitting a high of 103 today and dipping into 65 overnight. We have an excessive heat warning in effect until 9 p.m. today, as well as an air quality alert for Jackson County until tomorrow due to the Salt Creek fire.
11 after 8. Not only has it been brutal when it comes to the temps, but brutal on insurance renewals here. And there has never been a better time to get in touch with Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance. Sometimes we're seeing not just cancellations with various companies pulling out of states, especially when it comes to fire insurance coverage. But 25-50% increases sometime in car? It's been a real struggle. You need Steve to kind of crunch the numbers and work different companies with you. Steve has been a friend of mine for a number of years. I've been saving money with him. Listeners save money with him, too. But it all starts with a phone call. He works with all the big companies and some of the smaller companies, too, to craft policies and find them that can give you as good a coverage as you can get for as little money possible. Everybody wins, okay? So call Steve today, 261-5444, 261-5444. Another great person, Lynn Barton, is involved with Sky Park now, too, and she works on the Medicare insurance, the supplemental plans, and various other issues that you need, too, okay? 261-5444, or you can also look on the website, skyparkins.com.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
As I predicted, a huge number of Americans have rediscovered hotels and turned their backs on both Vrbo and Airbnb. I'm Kim Commando for NetSuite. Attention business owners, get a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program at netsuite.com/Kim. In most cases, and there have been a lot of them, when Airbnb is sued because yet another creepy host installed cameras to spy on guests, the company attempts to settle the lawsuit quickly with as little publicity as possible. But CNN spotlighted the case of a woman who was secretly recorded undressing at an Airbnb. She claims the property owner is a sexual predator who spied on unsuspecting renters for years. The case actually went to trial, where an Airbnb employee testified that when the company is notified of these things, instead of calling the police, even when a child is the victim, it first contacts the host and tells them to remove the camera. Your family safety comes last. Speaking of vacay, I'm giving away a $1,000 travel gift card now at winfromkim.com. Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more money you keep. It's obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, small businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com.
This hour of the Bill Maher Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
I know that Mr. Outdoors is a fan of KISS, so I just had to bring on some cold gin to get you started. How you doing this morning, Greg? Greg Roberts over at RogueWeather.com. Good to have you back.
Well, actually, to get it official, I achieved the rank of major in the KISS Army, and, well, I was expecting firehouse, but...
Okay, well, I can do that, too, but I kind of like the riff on cold gin, though. I really do.
You know what's funny? This is a perfect example, though, of why KISS struggled and Casablanca Records nearly went under until the day they released Alive, because the studio versions of KISS did not match the live version of KISS at all. And you listen to the studio version of Cold Gin that you were just playing, and then go compare it being played live, it's a totally different song.
I'll have to go to Alive. I'll have to go to Alive in the iPod. I'll have to go to Alive and check that out.
It's a totally different song. The studio version is really a clunker. The live version of it just blows your socks off.
That's really funny because I like the studio version just fine.
Thing.
Okay, all right. Tomato, tomato. All right, so potato, potato. Okay, so hey, why don't we just speak the language of Mr. Fire right now, if you don't mind.
Let's do it. Okay, you get me into that whole music thing, and we're off to the races.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, one of these days, my podcasts are going to get going, and we're going to give the world Bill and Greg Unplugged, and then we can riff on that stuff.
All right. Hey, let's break down what's happening with the latest fire, and I guess Shelley is probably getting bigger, and what are we looking at when it comes to Salt Creek, too?
Because the Shelley fire really is the really bad, quote-unquote, situation we've got going anywhere remotely close to us. And the Shelley Fire is now the number one aerial resource fire priority in the nation. And that fire, you know, I'm telling you, the cause of that fire, when they eventually determine it, here's what I think it is, and here's what I think people can expect to be announced. A hiker on the Pacific Crest Trail did not properly extinguish either a warming fire or a cook fire because most hikers on the PCT rarely do campfires because they don't get entrenched in any one spot for days. So warming and cook fires, though, are far more typical. And for the time that that fire began and how long it may have smoldered before it turned into the Shelley Fire, I mean, it isn't like the hiker probably, A, violated any bans at that point, because there likely were not any. But what they didn't do was make sure that their fire that they started was properly put out. So it may have smoldered for who knows how long before it turned into this. But once it did, because of the fact it was in wilderness area and it is so tough, in fact, it's impossible to get resources in on the ground where that fire began and where it first got its momentum out.
And that's what tends to then point to a hiker on the PCTs. That was like a point of origin, the trail?
Yep. That's what I'm suspecting it's going to be. I can't remember the year or actually the name of the fire, but I know not that long ago we had a fire in that portion of Crater Lake National Park where the PCT runs through that. That a hiker on the PCT, you know, had a warming fire going, and it got away and started a fire in the backcountry at Crater Lake National Park.
Boy.
Now, fortunately, they were able to get that particular fire taken care of before it turned anything remotely close to the Shelley Fire. But these kind of fires along the PCT happen.
It's amazing how long something can smolder underground, too. I remember telling you a few years ago when there was a fire out by Fielder Mountain in Rogue River, where we have a site that I maintain. And I went up there one spring, two, three springs ago, and I'm looking at smoke coming from the edge of the site up there on top of the mountain. And gosh, I went up there, and there were tree roots burning from the prior year's fire, and it ended up living all winter underground, and spring came, and then it was kind of popping out. I called ODF, and they went and got on it. But, wow, you just can't believe.
There is now a new term for that kind of fire, and you will occasionally run into it, and it's called a zombie fire.
Zombie fire. Okay.
Yep.
Wow. And
yeah, you think it's dead, and it pops back to life on you.
Mother Nature is amazing, isn't it, when it comes right down to it, fire?
Well, it really is, and you know, and I know most people listening to us would never consider the fact that a fire can actually burn underground, but yeah, they can, because it's not always good, solid dirt. They're, you know, root systems, they can be really porous, and you can get oxygen transported in, even below ground, that you can get smolder situations.
Yeah, yeah. In that case, Greg, it was actually like a gopher hole of some sort.
Yeah.
So that was what was giving oxygen to the fire. And it's like, wow.
Well, there you go. And squirrel and gopher holes absolutely will transport oxygen below ground.
Yeah.
So
just wild. Okay, so what are we looking at right now as far as acreage on Shelley, since that is the story?
They did update this morning. It's now 8,285 acres and 0% containment.
Okay.
And I was watching the webcam last night above Fort Jones before they moved the cameras for whatever reason and took it off the fire. But what I was noticing was at about 10, 11 o'clock last night, man, there was still a lot of real active fire on that northeast east quadrant. But the other thing I was seeing, Highway 3 was in view, and it was a steady stream of traffic on Highway 3 rolling northbound, which told me there's a lot of people evacuating out of the Scott Valley.
Have we lost any structures at this point that you're aware of?
That I'm aware of, no, and they're not mentioning that at all in the reports. They just say, obviously, evacuation orders and warnings remain in effect in the communities of Etna, Fort Jones, Kidder Creek are threatened. Well, you can actually add other communities down there or, you know, wide spots in the road like Cheeseville, Greenview. You know, those places are obviously threatened, too. In fact, Cheeseville is probably closer now to the fire than any community except Kidder Creek.
Boy, that's going to be a melted cheese from the sounds of it.
You know, because now knowing what I'm looking at in the Fort Jones Camera 1, that fire is literally right on the hill directly above Cheeseville. Mm. I mean, the flames are in full view. If you live in Cheeseville, and to give it something that people in Jackson County could relate to, think of the Lake Creek area when you're thinking of Cheeseville, because that's pretty close to a comparison that people here in Jackson County can think of. You've got, you know, homes out there in Lake Creek. Lake Creek has its own fire department. Cheeseville doesn't have its own fire department. It's Cal Fire protected, but kind of a similar thing in the way you have people living out there. You've got ranches, you've got farms, you know, very kind of a rural area for sure.
Greg Roberts, RogueWeather.com, on with me this morning. We always appreciate you coming on, Mr. Fire. And what about Salt Creek? How is that looking today?
Well, here's the thing. Now, today, I noticed the Northwest Coordination Center on their morning report and the National Interagency Fire Center situation report this morning. Well, guess what? They're now showing over 1,000 acres of growth on Salt Creek that absolutely did not happen because they finally caught up on that IR flight information that came out that I'm still livid about. Because now I'm getting a far better idea of what happened and how it happened. And we've got an organization that's getting way out in front of the information flow. In fact, so much so, we've got an organization now that has somehow magically been able to get the direct data from the pilots and the companies performing the IR flights. They get that information and have it before the commanders on the fires even do, sometimes by hours.
Really?
And then, of course, they're releasing it, and they're telling everybody, this is a reason why you should be following us.
Oh.
Well, okay, it's one thing to have the information, and it's actually, you know, going to be accurate, I guess, except the pilots who flew the air attack on Sunday, none of them, eyeballs on the fire, knowing the terrain, not a single one of them ever reported that fire was anywhere near 3,000 acres. And then for the last 2 days on that fire, from the reports from the fire and ODF, very minimal growth. How are they getting that 3,300 acre figure? I'm telling you, this is an error. We saw that happen with Upper Applegate. Upper Applegate, it was sized at 2,700 acres when it was actually just a little over 500.
All right. Now what does it – is it because
of the terrain out there?
Oh, okay. So how does it become 27 if it's really 500? I don't understand. I'm trying to understand this.
We talked about this when Upper Applegate was happening. Let's go through that again. The type of terrain that Upper Applegate had is exactly like what we had at Stouts Creek in 2015. Real steep, a lot of chimney effect. Hot air from the fire runs up along higher terrain, and then the temperatures of that hot air, even though it's not on the ground, along comes A, the satellite, or B, the aircraft, and it's just looking at hot air. It can't really see the terrain, but it sees the hot air. The programming of the, you know, instrumentation sees a temperature that it says, aha, this is fire.
But that can be fooled because of even just the heat effect, right?
Exactly.
Ah.
then I saw mentioned something about the fact that the IR flight happened. They're going to do it in the afternoon. Well, you're absolutely going to get a false read in the afternoon out there in Salt Creek, because anybody who spent any amount of time out there in Salt Creek, Lick Creek, U Creek, there is tons of rock out there. Rock holds and records heat.
Got it.
But that heat can also come from daytime heat, and it's been scorching hot. Bill, I'm telling you, it's a false read.
Okay.
I'm positive it's a false read.
So what do you think is the real, you know, the real acreage over at Salt Creek?
I'm going to go with what we've had, because there's been such minimal growth on the fire. I still believe this fire is not over 2,000 acres.
Interesting. But, yeah, they're officially reporting way more than that. Okay.
Yeah, but until, and here's the thing, until you get ground truth, until you get guys on the ground and you GPS map the entire perimeter of the fire,
you won't really know.
We won't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Once they do that, that's when you're going to have the actual size of the fire. And I'm telling you, the actual acreage of this fire, once they do get accurate ground truth mapping, is going to come down.
All right. Hey, Greg, I wanted to ask a quick question. I noticed that there was a fire out by Beaver Sulphur Campground out there in the Applegate, and they ended up bringing some people over from the upper Applegate onto that. Is that a big deal? Do they got that pretty much controlled?
Yeah, they got that handled. And
good.
Here's, you know, and then I found out, and I'm watching people making comments, and I see me getting quoted as possibly an escape campfire. Well, you know what? I said that based on the original information from Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest. They reported it as near the Beaver Sulphur Campground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you say that, the first thing anybody with any experience in firefighting or investigation thinks, okay, we may have an abandoned campfire. Well, then they released the pictures. Then they pinpointed the location. Oh, mid-slope up on a ridge? No, that's not an abandoned campfire.
No, that's not.
What it is, we don't know. They're going to investigate it. This is one of those, though, where every possibility, including everybody's favorite thing, arson, must be looked at. But that fire is, I know they're mopping up on it today. It's not a threat.
All right, very good. Greg Roberts, RogueWeather.com, and we're kind of catching up on fire and issues here in the outdoors. It really is the story here in Southern Oregon and in Northern California. Greg, hang on just a moment. I want to talk a bit about the fire zone situation. And I understand where the counties are coming from. I think we're missing, you know, clarity for regular everyday folks. But I want to get your take on it coming up here on the Bill Myers Show.
I Feel the Earth Move is a pop hit recorded by Carole King in 1971. If your house has sloping floors, cracks in walls, or doors and windows that are not shutting smoothly, you may not have felt the earth move, but you can bet it's happening. Call Millette Construction for a free inspection and estimate to level your house and fix the water issue that's causing the problem. By the way, the flip side of the 45 was even a bigger hit. It's too late, so don't wait. Visit MilletteConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
Patriot Electric is bringing power to the people this summer with their Generac generator giveaway. Go to KMED.com and enter to win a GP6500-watt Generac portable generator from Patriot Electric, your local Generac generator dealer that installs a full line of generators to keep your property powered up during outages. Visit KMED.com for details and enter to win now through July 23rd. Patriot Electric is your authorized Generac dealer for energy independence. Power to the people by Patriot.
Ready to upgrade your roof to a durable, sleek metal option? Look no further than Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. With our state-of-the-art snap-lock machines, we bring precise and efficiency right to your doorstep. No need to worry about transporting materials. We come directly to your project property. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com and discover the ease of quality of metal roofing done right. Transform your home with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Call today, get an estimate tomorrow. 541-941-3736.
The Rogue Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op.
A lawn that's poorly installed will probably last at the most between 10 and 15 years. You just wish that you hadn't wasted all your work and all your money. The difference to having a good lawn, one that can be good for 40 to even 60 years with proper preparation, proper planting techniques, and proper after-planting care.
Talk to the Rogue Gardener Saturdays 10 to noon. Hear the Sunday morning encore at 9 on KMED.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED.
And this portion of the program is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing, your only local nursery with online pricing. Go to valleyviewnursery.com. They're definitely closer than you think. We're back with Greg Roberts over at rogueweather.com. Greg, I was ranting a little bit, and it's not that I want to call everybody's every government's baby ugly here a little bit. I'm just a little concerned about the way fire and evacuations get reported, and I kind of wanted to get your take on it, too. The push to the zoning of all of Jackson County and, of course, of Siskiyou County. And the thing is, I'm just concerned that when we get these text messages from Everbridge and everything else, that it's kind of cryptic. And I know, yeah, you're supposed to go to the website and get your zone. And I guess I'm Med-07, you know, where I live or something. But nothing about it is intuitive as it gets reported. Have you had any concern about that, or am I off base with these concerns?
You're not off base. And, you know, when we started talking about this on your Facebook post, I guess you just kind of naturally assumed, given my background, I would be in support of that. I am not. It is, I mean, it's just destined to create confusion. And so what you get, especially within anything governmental, you get these things they create, and they fall in love with the policy and the procedure. And then, because these are some of the wonkiest people you'll ever meet on the government side, they marry up with some of the wonkiest people you'll ever meet in technology, and you get this. And it is horrendously confusing. I will never believe this is the best way to do that. There has got to be better ways to do that and eliminate this kind of confusion. And Jack, 325, Jack, 432. Honestly, what the hell is that?
Yeah, SIS.
Really tell anybody?
You know, there was one thing on the fire on the fire map that I actually thought made, you know, some sense, and it was like Air 111. Okay, great, it's the airport. Okay, right. Yeah. It's the only one that made any sense. But my concern though is that everything about emergency information getting that out there is to be clear, is to not have to go to a website to get that if you're on the go, you know, that kind of thing.
And back in the good old days of the emergency alert system, it was never this confusing. We were always able to pinpoint the message, and oh no, we can't have that anymore. First it was Everbridge, now it's Genesis. Who knows what it's going to be tomorrow, but it gets worse and worse and worse and wonkier and wonkier.
I think I'm going to invite the Jackson County Emergency Manager back on. I've talked with her before. It's you know, and they know their stuff. I mean, I can understand, I can see how these zones probably showing up on equipment that firefighters and maybe county sheriffs have. You know, they have their own networks, right? They're not going off the public internet necessarily, right? You know, they have their own networks, their own data networks, and they're pretty robust. And all that stuff probably shows up just fine for them. But I think about what happened during Almeda, in which cell sites burned down, in which internet connections burned down. And sometimes if you did have your cell phone working, that all that would really work would be text messaging, because the county sites were very busy and the internet was very clogged. It was tough to get stuff through. And I'm thinking, if you're going to use text messages, okay, that works, but get all your information in there with, okay, zone 325, and then this is, north of Highway 140 in this area. Just put that in there, because text message is very low data level. It's not a lot of load. That's why it'll work pretty well.
Almeda was a godsend for Rogue Weather, and do you know why?
Yeah.
Because I heard from literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people, you were the only one. one providing information that I could understand, and you were the only one telling us exactly what we needed to do and where we needed to be going.
Hey, and I remember that, and I spent that night trying to keep stuff on the air because, stupidly, I thought that the county was going to use EAS, right? You know, that's what I thought.
And honestly, you know, I love Rogue Weather and what we do, but I should not be the only information source providing information that people can understand.
Now, they're certainly doing better and expanding and going with more technology. I'm just concerned, though, that technology needs to be simple and it needs to provide clarity, not add any confusion to an already rough situation. That's where I was coming from on this.
And I saw people making comments, you know, they're talking about apps and this and that and smartphones. And a friend of mine and a couple other people made some really great points about, well, then how do you reach elderly people and help them to understand? They don't understand the new modern technologies. If you use the EAS like you're supposed to, like the National Weather Service still does, on TV and radio, that eliminates the problem. Even worse now are apps out there kind of saying, yeah, you need to be using us. And especially last year in Siskiyou County, a certain app had an evacuation warning from Siskiyou County go out that nobody else even knew about for an hour. And the nobody else included the incident command team of the fire that evacuation was issued for.
Yeah,
they had no idea Siskiyou County Sheriff had done it.
Yeah, live and die on the technology, on the edge of technology, okay? Greg Roberts with me. Hey, Greg, maybe someone may have a question here before we take off. Got to do some other things, too. But hi, who's this? Good morning. You're with Greg.
Good morning, Bill. Michael Shaw here.
Hey, Michael.
Need to add the fact you're talking about text messages and zones and things like that. What about when those cell towers go down, there are no text messages, it's radio personalities that have to get that information out, and that's why I sort of, you know, cringe about you losing your AM station, because I used to get your AM station all the way up in Roseburg.
Yeah.
That it's got to be easy to understand. It's, you know, Highway 140, 10 miles east of Eagle Point, whatever it is. Because no one knows zones. No one can look up zones on the fly. They don't know where they're at and where it's going. It's got to be English.
I like that.
Right.
Michael.
And worse than that, especially the zone that got triggered for Eagle Point and White City, the fire was clear out on the eastern side of that zone, moving away from Eagle Point and White City. But everybody in Eagle Point and White City that got the "you're now on level one, be ready" status, mm-hmm. they lost their minds because the hangover from Alameda and Obenchain in 2020 is so bad. People are so panicked. There is so much rampant PTSD in our community. This is also another thing that this system just totally... I don't love this thing at all because it sets people off who don't have a worry at all.
Yeah, and that's a real concern. And I think that let's open up a conversation with our local governments about this. And I, you know, we're paying for it, and it can be very robust, but there are still too many single points of failure that I see. And
yep.
Clarity is something that is lacking right now, and I'm hoping we can change that around. Okay.
Yeah. Got to change that, Bill. This isn't a "let's hope we can't." No, we have got to change that. This has got to get better.
All right. Greg, I really appreciate your take, and thanks for having jumped in this morning. And let's have another report. I'll text message you when we can get you on tomorrow and squeeze you into the thing. I want to keep people up on these fires, and so everyone's in the know. Okay? And you're not having to text message through my radio show. You just actually you speak English. I like that part. Okay?
And by the way, this air quality alert that got issued, I didn't make a big deal about it because mm-hmm. I knew it was mainly going to be a 3 to 4 hour period in the mornings. And today, we're not even close to as bad air quality wise as we were yesterday, but everybody got all worked up and the media made it sound like we were going to be plunged into smoky hell, and I knew it was never going to be that bad.
All right, very good. Keep up also with Greg Roberts over on RogueWeather.com. Friend of the show, we appreciate you being on. Thanks, Greg, and Mr. Fire, and we'll talk again tomorrow, okay? Thank you.
You got it.
All right. 841 at KMED 99.3 KPXG in Grants Pass. And what we're going to do next here is the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. Get you a $20 gift certificate for Diner 62. You can have those amazing burgers and the omelets and what do you call them? The cinnamon rolls the size of your head. I think they're famous for that. And clam chowder, buckets of clam chowder if you want to. It's really good on Fridays, by the way. They also have that amazing 6 to 9 a.m. Half ham special with the eggs there, too, that they're doing during the weekday. You can get that. If you go there right now, you can get in there for a few more minutes, okay? 770-563-3770-KMED, and we'll start that here in just a minute or two, okay?
Coming up on the next Hughes Lumber, when 2x4s get together, only one thing can happen. Walls get built. Check out the studs, followed by contractors and do-it-yourselfers, featuring lumber, hardware, and siding, starring decks, additions, and ADUs. It's the return of home enhancements. But watch out for that knotty pine. Get the best build for your buck values at Hughes Lumber, your top show for quality, price, selection, service. So don't miss Hughes Lumber on Crater Lake Highway next to Garrison's.
You're looking for a career and not a job, or maybe you're already working a boring job and you want more out of life, but you're not sure what to do. Nursing Pathways at Asante has an answer, a career in healthcare. Pacific Healthcare Training in Central Point has a secure, recession-proof opportunity for you. Our local hospitals want to invest in you, and they'll pay for your training. Scholarship money available, tuition reimbursement too, good wages and benefits. PacificHealthcareTraining.com. Now that's a career. Call today.
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV, or van. And there's 16 different popular styles to choose from, including Cross Contact, 4x4 Contact, Terrain Contact, and Premium Contact. Continental is one of our most recommended tire brands, so if you need a set for your truck, SUV, or van, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
8:43, Diner 62 Real American Quiz, and we're going back to the wild, wild west. We're going to kill you, Sheriff, but we're going to kill you slow. Of course, there's an old Carlton. What was his name? The former comic? Yeah. We're not going to do that one. All right. Let us go to Rose. Hello, Rose. How you doing? Welcome.
Good, good.
All right. Rose, it was today in Western history, Wednesday, July 10th, 1889, Buckskin, Frank Leslie, murders a prostitute. I don't know if you're familiar with Buckskin Frank, but you're going to find out more. It was an old Wild West story. In a drunken rage, Buckskin Frank Leslie murders his lover, the tombstone sex worker, blonde Molly Williams, and was convicted of murder, okay? And they didn't call it a sex worker back then. You know how that goes, Rose, okay? Leslie was an ill-tempered and violent man. He told conflicting stories about his early life. Little's known about him. But supposedly he earned the nickname Buckskin while working as an Army scout in the Plains Indian Wars. But none of his assertions can be confirmed in the record. But the record does tell us that in 1880, Leslie opened up the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Tombstone. And shortly thereafter, he commits his first known murder, shooting Mike Killeen in a dispute over the man's wife. Killing officially ruled to have been in self-defense, though. But 2 years later, Leslie badly pistol-whipped a man outside the Oriental Saloon. And then, when the famous tombstone gunslinger Johnny Ringo was found murdered, Leslie was suspected, but his guilt unprovable. Billy Claiborne, a friend of Ringo's, was certain that Leslie was the murderer and called him out, and Leslie shot the inexperienced young man dead. So, what was his sentence, though, for murdering the sex worker, blonde Molly Williams? After all that, they couldn't get him on anything. But what did they get him for, Rose? Was it A, time served, B, he was banished from Tombstone, C, 25 years in the slammer, D, life in prison, or E, did they hang him? What was the life of a sex worker worth in 1889? What do you think?
B.
You're going to say B, banishment from Tombstone. No, it wasn't that. All right. So we go to Debbie. Debbie, you have your shot at this now. It's not banishing from Tombstone. For the murder of a sex worker, was it time served, 25 years in prison, life in prison, or was it a hanging? What say you?
Time served.
Time served. No, they gave him a little bit more than that. That probably would have been something that Governor Kotek would have given him. But no, not this time. All right. But thank you very much. Let me go to Lauren. Lauren, you've been trying so hard to win.
I have.
You've been starving week after week. I hear you're losing weight over in Eagle Point. So,
well, I wish I would, but anyway.
All right,
I'm going to go with 25 years. That sounds like a good one.
25 years in prison for the murder of a prostitute.
You're a winner!
Hey!
You're about to get fatter.
Not for the murder, but for the winner.
Yeah. Yeah, the people of Tombstone, Lauren, had finally had enough, all right? They were just tired of this guy, right? And they finally had their chance to get rid of him when 2 years earlier, Leslie had divorced his wife and taken up with Williams. The relationship soured in a drunken fit of rage. Leslie shot the defenseless woman dead. And with testimony from a ranch hand that had witnessed the killing, a Tombstone jury convicted Leslie of murder 25 years in the slammer. But yet, 7 years later, he got parole. Gosh, it's like you would think this was like Governor Kotek doing this, but he won parole with the aid of a young divorcee named Belle Stowell, who soon married Stowell, and made an effort to live a more peaceful life. He even then made a small fortune in the Klondike gold rush, moved to San Francisco in 1904. His fortunes declined, and then he disappeared from history, and they think he died by suicide, but the true manner of death remains unknown.
Wow.
There you go. Kind of a convoluted Wild West story of frontier justice. All right? But finally.
I'll admit, I was not privy to any of that knowledge prior to just taking a guess.
I wasn't either. But if it had been me on the jury after everything they had done, although you're never supposed to consider that, I would have had him hanged. That's just all there was to it. But anyway, hang on, and we're going to send this out to you. 847, it is open phone time here on Wheels Up Wednesday. We'll do some emails of the day, too. 770-5633. You're on the Bill Myers Show. American Rancher Garage
United in Service. Hi, this is Dwayne Barkley, owner at American Rancher Garage, a full-service auto repair shop. We get numerous questions that begin with, hey, do you work on? So to put it simply, if it's between your license plates, we probably work on that. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRentcher.com. Stop by Biddle Road, right across the street from Elmer's, or call us at 541-499-6673. American Rentcher Garage, we are united through service.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Pre-order the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 and Z Flip 6 powered by Galaxy AI with spectrum-free anytime upgrade. Use Circle to Search with Google to see more and search more on the large Z Fold 6 screen. Or capture perfectly framed pics using Flex Cam and Z Flip 6. Pre-order through Spectrum and get up to $1,000 off, plus double the storage on us. Hurry, offer ends July 23rd. Visit a Spectrum store or SpectrumMobile.com today. Offer subject to change, valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
Hi, I'm Cassie from Clouser Drilling, and I'm on KMED.
Dangerous time. It's open phones. But I'm happy to talk with you. 770-5633, 770-KMED. My auto answerer has malfunctioned, so when you call, I'll just put you on hold as they come in. All right. I was a little irritated the other day. I'm a subscriber to the Rogue Valley Times, as I am to the Oregon Eagle, as I am to the Grants Pass Daily Courier, and also Oregon Live. And I was weighing in on a story the other day that Damian Mann had written, and it was a good story, nothing wrong with the story, but they were talking about this push for the convention center downtown and the various studies and this and that and the other. If you actually look at convention center business, it's not doing that well unless you're in an area like Vegas, which has lots and lots of things to do, besides sit around and look at Crater Lake. All right. And hey, don't get me wrong. And I said this, and the city and the good old boy network is not to be denied. They look like they're running move ahead on this one. But what I thought was really interesting is so I commented on the fact that when they talk about a public-private partnership, that means screwing Medford residents some amount of money per month on their utility fees for some kind of good old boy deal in order to get more tourist attractions. And when they talk about public-private partnership, that's almost exactly what they mean every time. Now, they never put my comment up because, in fact, I even raised the issue. I said, you guys only put up comments on stuff that kisses the behind of city planning and the city government. I don't know. It's not my job to kiss the butt of the city. I get concerned that if there's such a great business to be made in the whole world of having convention centers, then leave it up to the people that want to build hotels to build the convention center. Leave it up to them. Up to them. Not for the Medford taxpayers to pay to build it so that the hotel motel industry can profit off of that and then the city gets some more tax on it. It's not our job to do this. But then I can see why they didn't put my comment in there, because our view from the Rogue Valley Times, Medford should seek tourism and commerce boost with new projects. And it's kind of unquestioning, you know, about this, right? But once again, come on, RV Times, public-private partnership. Public-private partnership, meaning that the public finances a lot of a project and the private ends up taking the money. All right? That's just it. Public-private partnership. And they used to call that corporatism or fascism. That's my take. That's my view. 852. Let me go to Dave. Hello, Dave. You wanted to talk about what's going on with that fire, that bogus fire. They held that at 200 acres, right?
Yeah, they held it at 200 acres, but they got water from a bogus pond that's fed by Bogus Creek. And they got water from the ranchers and their irrigation pond.
You know, tomorrow I'm going to talk with Bill Simpson, though, about some problems with the hydrants out there on the Iron Gate. He has some issues with that when it comes to firefighting.
They're just... for looks, they don't work. But from what I could read of Captain Bill, but what they got done here is they've closed Lakeview Road, and we only can go out by Agar-Bisiwik. Uh-huh. The fire was south of Agar-Bisiwik, and if they wouldn't have gotten it out, we would have been trapped here in Iron Gate.
I'm glad that you weren't, but keep holding them accountable. We'll delve more into that because the stories of the Northern California fires are the story right now, Dave. Appreciate the call, all right? Hey, we go to line two. You always have to bring Lucretia on with her theme. Hello, Lucretia. Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. I know it's not Conspiracy Theory Thursday, but I've got two questions for you.
Sure.
One, what day, 60 years previously, did they start the groundwork on building the Twin Towers?
I don't know. Why? I'm not here to answer your questions. Give me your take on something.
Well, it's 9/11.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So okay. they broke ground on 9/11 62 years ago? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And
second question.
Okay.
Now, you know, Gordon MacDonald, LBJ scientific advisor, said, you know, using weather warfare, controlling the weather, doing all these different things is perfect for covert weather wars. Yeah, I want to ask you, just where are all the planes that normally fly over and leave contrails? I'm looking up. I haven't seen a single plane flying by, much less a contrail or a chemtrail. Where are they?
Well, I assure you the planes are still flying, but given the temperature of the atmosphere, you're not going to see much on that.
Oh, no, I can see planes. I can always see planes.
Yeah, but you see, that's why, and like I said, Lucretia, I don't go down the geoengineering thing because you can't prove it, neither could I. Okay. Now it happens. There is geoengineering that does go on. There is budgeting there. But when you get to the point where every line you see is geoengineering, I have to hang up on you then. I can't go there.
I just wonder where all the planes are. Everybody thinks
the planes are there. We're still getting planes. I could still point to you of the flight coming from, Portland going over Medford. You know, it's the air highway. Okay. All I'm getting at is that every time you see a line in the sky, you are not being geoengineered. And that's where I think the climate change or the climate chemtrail cult goes off the rails. That's all. Okay. All right. Okay. That's all I'm getting at. God love you, Lucretia. Let me go to, I think this is Francine. Hey, Francine, go ahead.
Hello, Bill. Okay, I have two questions for you in regard to, because I mean, I've actually looked, tried to find this information, and I can't.
All right.
It's regarding the Biden, you know, everybody wants him to quit, but they're concerned because there was some mention about the donations that they could not be applied to a different candidate.
Yeah, $100-something million. That's real money, even in the Democratic world.
130, I think.
Yeah, 130.
Like that. So, okay, so what I want to know is, if Biden was gone, would it still apply to Kamala? And the other part of the question is, let's just say, you know, some horrible tragedy occurred. They were flying somewhere and the plane went down. They're both gone. Then can the money be transferred to somebody else?
Okay, now you see, that is a Clinton campaign conspiracy. That's beautiful. You're kind of writing future headlines, maybe.
What I'm doing is I'm preparing for my call tomorrow.
Hey, now that's interesting. You're preparing for your conspiracy theory Thursday call. Now,
that's right.
From the way, I don't claim to be an expert on campaign financing, but the $130 million, I believe, since Kamala is on the ticket, yes, could go to her. So yes, that could happen.
If
there ends up being a CIA-engineered mishap of some sort, or an NSA-engineered mishap, or, you know, who knows? Because, you know, it's just, you know, it's a nice plane you got there. Too bad, you know.
Yeah, or they're flying on a Boeing jet, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And they're just an untimely blowout in the presidential plane. I'm sorry, I don't. You don't mean to laugh about it, but, you know.
I've been building up to this call for like 2-3 days.
I can tell. And I really appreciate that. We'll have to find out more. But if both somehow were to quit or to find themselves, you know.
Well, not quit. I think they would have to be deceased.
Oh, okay.
That's the part I'm getting at. I'm trying to find that out because, you know, then if something like that were to happen, then it's not the same as them dropping out and somebody else coming in, just, you know, saying, "Oh, well, I'll take the money."
Yeah,
you know,
but the different. Now that might actually help because remember the big problem has been, what about some of these swing states or these battleground states where you just can't just replace the people on it? I would imagine that is something that would trigger the so-called exception. But we'll have to talk more about that tomorrow. I'll see if I can find out more. Okay. Let's do that.
That would be great. Thanks, Bill.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. By the way, my email is bill@billmyershow.com. You know, I have to really admire someone who is preparing for their Conspiracy Thursday call a day early. Email bill@billmyershow.com. Mark Lee Van Camp and Robin's coming up, or the Jukebox on 99.3.
Two Dogs Fabricating knows trailers. They sell trailers and repair trailers. So if you'd like your trailer inspected, bring it to the dogs and they'll sniff it out. Two Dogs.